Hello, Missionary Matthew Stuckey here to the island of Luzon, and I want to make a quick video talking to you about the system of furlough. Now, some of you might not know what furlough is, but furlough is basically the deep, dark secret of deputation. And so as I mentioned in an earlier video, with deputation, you go around from church to church to church, and you get various churches to pledge missionary support. And once you get enough money to be full-time from day one, then you go out to the field. But what takes place is that after 10 years or 15 years, you have to go back to all those churches and make sure they'll still support you and report how things are going. And basically, you'll leave your church that you're running out on the mission field for 6 months or 8 months, and you're just gone from them, even though you are the leader of that church. Now, there's many problems with this, and when you look at the major problems, one thing is that you don't really know what's going to happen to the doctrine of the church. Look, if you're gone from 6 months and you have various people up here preaching, who knows what kind of heresy they might preach? Who knows if there's a devil trying to cause problems in the church? The doctrine could completely change. Not only that, but the culture of the church could completely change. You know, there's just a certain culture that's going to go along with the person who's running the church, and you just don't know what's going to happen after 6 months or 8 months. And what's very likely to happen is a church split. You could have devils creep in and basically split the church in two. You just don't know what's going to happen. And so I want you to understand that I'm not going to say 100% that furlough is an unbiblical method, because you do see Paul either visiting from time to time people that support him, or he sends someone to report on the results that are going on. Now, that was in a time period where there was no internet. You couldn't just call people up to let them know how things are going. So it was more difficult, and he would send people to report about what is going on. But here's the difference. When it comes to what Paul was doing, he didn't have 200 churches that he was required to report to. Now, we have people that donate to us from time to time at this church, but you know, I don't feel obligated to visit them and preach there because they're just online listeners that want to give money. We thank them, you know, praise the Lord for that. But you know, who I'm accountable to is Verity Baptist Church. And Paul the Apostle was not accountable to 50 different Baptist churches that he had to preach in every 10 years and let them know how things are going. He's just going to be accountable to one church. And so the system of deputation, where basically, you know, you have like 50 different churches or 100 churches that you have to go to and report results from, it's just not a scriptural method. There's a lot of problems with it, and you don't really see that in the Bible. Yes, Paul reports from time to time, but he doesn't have to report to 200 churches that he's directly underneath, and he's required to do that. Thank you, and God bless.